Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Political parties intensify election campaign for assembly polls in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses public meeting at Dhule in Maharashtra. President Draupadi Murmu asserts government's policy of zero tolerance against corruption will eradicate corruption from its roots. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasizes collaboration between India and ASEAN can be crucial in addressing contemporary challenges. Supreme Court overrules 1967 judgment in case relating to minority status of Aligarh Muslim University, refers matter to regular bench. In badminton, India's Kiran George enters the men's singles semi-finals at the Korea Masters tournament in Iksan City. And in cricket, India to take on South Africa in the first T20 international of the four-match series in Durban this evening. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the assembly polls in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Top leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Dhule today. He said it is crucial to empower women for India's development. The Prime Minister said his government is committed to the welfare of women and it is crucial to empower women for India's development.
Our government is committed to the welfare of women. कि महायुति सरकार की ये माजी लाड़की बहन योजना की सिर्फ महाराष्ट्र में नहीं देश के हर कोने में चर्चा है.
He said the speed of development in Maharashtra in the last 2.5 years will be continued. He added that his government will take the growth of Maharashtra to new heights in the next 5 years. Mr. Modi said only the Mahayuti Alliance government can provide the good governance needed in the state.
महायुति के ढाई वर्षों में महाराष्ट्र ने विकास के नए रिकॉर्ड बनाए. ढाई वर्षों में महाराष्ट्र को उसका गौरव वापस मिला है, विकास का भरोसा वापस मिला है और इसलिए मैं महाराष्ट्र के मतदाताओं से आग्रह पूर्वक कहूंगा, आप सबको याद रखना है, भाजपा महायुति आहे.
Mr. Modi will hold an election rally in Nashik late in the day. Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public gathering at Shirala in Maharashtra today. Meanwhile, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar campaigned in favour of Mahavikas Aghari candidates in Wardha. NCP SP leader Supriya Sule campaigned in Pune and party leader Jayant Patil canvassed in Chiploon. In Maharashtra, polling for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will take place on the 20th of this month. In Jharkhand, assembly elections have been held in two phases. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 13th of this month. Polling for the second phase will take place on the 20th of this month. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held an election rally in Simdega in Jharkhand in support of INDIA bloc candidates. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gandhi said, the fight in the assembly election is between those who are protecting the constitution and those who are trying to end the constitution.
तो लड़ाई संविधान को बचाने की है. एक तरफ जो संविधान को बचा रहे हैं, दूसरे तरफ जो संविधान को खत्म करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं. एक तरफ वो लोग जो आपको आदिवासी कहते हैं, आपकी रिस्पेक्ट करते हैं, आपका आदर करते हैं, और दूसरी तरफ वो लोग जो आपको वनवासी कहते हैं और जो भी आपका है वो छीनना चाहते. लड़ाई ये है, युद्ध ये है.
In Maharashtra, campaigning for the assembly elections has intensified. Today we bring you the profile of Baramati assembly constituency in Maharashtra, which is considered as a stronghold of the Pawar family. We have more from a correspondent.
Baramati has seen several transitions over the past 6 decades, but the dominance of the Pawar family has been constant in the constituency. Sharad Pawar represented Baramati for 6 consecutive terms on the tickets of Congress and its factions. His stronghold was later taken over by his nephew and incumbent MLA Ajit Pawar, who has been victorious from Baramati 7 times, initially on a Congress ticket and later on the NCP ticket. In 2019, Ajit Pawar triumphed over BJP candidate Gopichand Padar Yedarkar with a massive margin of over 1,65,000 votes. Following the split in the NCP, Supriya Sule, Sharad Pawar's daughter, won the Lok Sabha election from Baramati earlier this year, defeating Sunetra Pawar, Ajit Pawar's wife and NCP candidate. In this year's state assembly election, Ajit Pawar is set to face Yugendra Pawar, his nephew, and the candidate of NCP-SP. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu today expressed confidence that government's policy of zero tolerance against corruption will eradicate corruption from its roots. She said that integrity and discipline are considered the ideals of life in Indian society. The president was addressing an event marking Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 of the Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, in New Delhi. She said corruption is a disease which must be eliminated at its root. President Murmu said government has taken several initiatives to tackle corruption.
भ्रष्टाचार आर्थिक प्रगति के लिए अवरोध तो है ही, ये समाज में विश्वास को भी कम करता है। इससे लोगों के बीच में बंधुता कम होती है। इसका व्यापक प्रयास देश की एकता और अखंडता पर भी पड़ता है। प्रतिवर्ष 31 अक्टूबर को सरदार पटेल के जन्मदिन पर हम देश की एकता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखने का संकल्प लेते हैं।
Speaking on the occasion, Central Vigilance Commissioner P.K. Srivastav said, government has a policy of zero tolerance towards corruption. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the strategic importance of collaboration between India and ASEAN, highlighting that the demographic and emerging demands of both could mutually support and become key drivers of the global economy. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the 8th roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of think tanks in Singapore today. He highlighted that cooperation between India and ASEAN countries can be crucial in addressing contemporary challenges. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted India's major commitments in areas such as the Trilateral Highway Project to the East, the India-Middle East-Europe Corridor, IMEC, and the International North-South Transport Corridor, INSTC.
The Trilateral Highway to the East, the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, and the International North-South Transport Corridor, INSTC, are major commitments. Digital and energy connectivity have also been the subject of recent conversations.
Early in the day, the External Affairs Minister began his Singapore visit by meeting country's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gan Kim Yong. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed ways to take forward contemporary bilateral partnership with a focus on areas like industrial parks, innovation and semiconductors. Russian President Vladimir Putin has emphasized that India and Russia are natural allies and partners for decades. President Putin was addressing the Valdai Discussion Club in Sochi yesterday. Calling India a great nation, Mr. Putin noted that cooperation between Moscow and New Delhi is expanding across all sectors. President Putin praised India's economic leadership with a GDP growth rate of 7.4% annually and emphasized the increasing strength of the partnership year after year. The government today said that the Karma Yogi Saptah, a National Learning Week initiative, has achieved unprecedented impact by conducting over 38 lakh hours of transformative learning drive. The Minister of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said in a statement that this initiative saw over 45 lakh course enrollments. The week, which was observed from the 19th to the 27th of October this year, saw 4.3 lakh participants dedicating at least 4 hours to learning. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. A 7-judge bench of the Supreme Court by a 4-3 majority today overruled the 1967 judgment of S. Aziz Basha versus Union of India case that became the basis for denying the minority status to the Aligarh Muslim University, AMU. The 1967 judgment in the case had held that an institution incorporated by a statute cannot claim to be a minority institution. The apex court today said that an institution will not lose its minority status merely because it was created by a statute. The majority held that the court must examine who established the university and who was the brain behind it. If that inquiry is pointing towards minority community, then the institution can claim minority status as per Article 30 of the Constitution. For this factual determination, the Constitution Bench relegated the matter to a regular bench. Talking to media, lawyer and petitioner Shadan Farasat said, the court has set parameters for what is required for an institution to be established by a minority.
The majority in effect, that is the court 4-3, has held that the judgment of the 1960s in Aziz Basha, which held that Aligarh Muslim University is not a minority institution, was incorrect and it has been overruled. Thereafter, it has also set the parameters or what we legally call indicia for what is required for an institution to be established by a minority to meet that constitutional test under Article 30. The actual issue of whether AMU is a minority institution will be determined by a smaller bench.
In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sopore area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir's own police spokesperson said, acting on a specific inputs regarding the presence of terrorists in Panipura Sopore area in the district, a joint anti-terrorist operation was launched by the security forces last night. As the security forces reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists opened fire, resulting in gunfight. Incriminating materials, arms and ammunition have been recovered from the encounter site. The identity and affiliation of the slain terrorist is being ascertained. The operation is in progress. Further details are awaited. The 83rd Indian Road Congress annual session will begin today in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari will inaugurate the conference this evening. There will be several technical sessions during this four-day convention, which will continue till the 11th of November. New technologies related to road construction will be discussed during the convention. More than 2,000 experts from the country and abroad will participate in this conference. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe today. The weather agency has informed that South Andhra Pradesh, North Tamil Nadu coast and adjoining sea areas can witness squally weather today and advise the fishermen not to venture into these areas. There will be no significant change in minimum and maximum temperatures over most parts of the country during the next week. The air quality in Delhi NCR remains in a very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, an air quality index, AQI, of 385 was reported in the national capital this morning. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the first T20 International of the four-match series at Kingsmead in Durban today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Surya Kumar Yadav will lead the Indian team, while Aiden Mark Ram will captain the Proteas. India currently at the top of the ICC Men's T20I team rankings, while South Africa stands sixth. In badminton, India's Kiran George has advanced to the men's singles semifinals of the Korea Masters Tournament in Iksan City. He defeated Japan's Takuma Obayashi in the quarterfinals in straight sets 21-14, 21-16 this morning. In billiards, India's Pankaj Advani will lock horns with compatriot Saurav Kothari in the semi-final of the IBSF World Championships in Doha, Qatar. Defending champion Pankaj advanced to the last four by defeating compatriot Dhruv Sitwala. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with losses. The 30-share BSE Sensex slipped 106 points or 0.13% to trade at 79,435, while the NSE Nifty 50 shed 50 points or 0.21% to trade at 24,149 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Political parties intensify election campaign for assembly polls in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses public meeting at Dhule in Maharashtra. President Draupadi Murmu asserts government's policy of zero tolerance against corruption will eradicate corruption from its roots. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar emphasizes collaboration between India and ASEAN can be crucial in addressing contemporary challenges. Supreme Court overrules 1967 judgment in case relating to minority status of the Aligarh Muslim University, refers matter to regular bench. In badminton, India's Kiran George enters the men's single semifinals at the Korea Masters Tournament in Iksan City. And in cricket, India to take on South Africa in the first T20 International of the four-match series in Durban this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.